We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Nuntes Amud Beis, the last line on the bottom. Today's shir is Zeichen Nishmas HaRav Meir Yaakov Ben Rav Aaron, the Shom Shehava Aliyah. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara said that there are three drashas to tell you that there is no Me'ila Midaraisa by dam, by blood. That means there's a machlekes in the Gemara if there's Me'ila Midarabanan on dam, but Midaraisa for sure there's no Me'ila. Gemara brought three drashas. Either it says by dam, Lechem, it says by blood, Lechem, Shelechem Yehei, it's yours, or Lechaper, which means Lechapar Nusat of Le'ila Me'ila. Rabbi Yechanan says the drasha is who lefnei kapara l'ach kapara, just like l'ach kapara. There's no meila because nasa mitzvasoi. So before kapara also there's no meila. So the Gemara asks, maybe make drasha the opposite way. That just like before kapara it should be meila. So even after kapara there is meila. The Gemara says no, it's impossible to have something that's nasa mitzvasoi ma'ilim boy. It's not possible to have something that the mitzvah is done and there's me'ilah. Frank Tamar Veloy, that's what we're starting from. Tesla based at the bottom, Veloy. Veloy Vere Chumas Hadeshen. Chumas Hadeshen is a case where it's done, the mitzvah is done already. You take off the ashes off the mizbeach. This is, you did every day. You went to the mizbeach. You took off ashes off the mizbeach. The mark comes out, it was around the kaimitz amount of ashes. You took it off the mizbeach and you put it on the side of the mizbeach. And it says there, V'nicham Sham, which is v'soma yetz mizbeach, says the pasuk v'soma yetz mizbeach, which is mashma needs geniza. You can't have enough of it. Why? I nasa mitzvasa. Very chumas adashin. That's nasa mitzvasa. Still, you see it as the meila. Because it says v'soma yetz mizbeach. You got to put it away. And for the Gemara, you're right. Chumas adashin is taka a case where there is meila, even though nasa mitzvasa. But you don't learn out from there. Why not? Chumas adashin a big dekuna shtek shum bank echal. Chumas adashin a big dekuna of two special psukim that say that you have meila even after nasa mitzvasa. And we know a cloud that any time the Torah has said the same thing twice, same type of halacha twice, it's a raya that really it's not supposed to have me'ila. And only here where it's specified that it had me'ila, it has me'ila. Now what's the case of big dekuna? A big dekuna is a case, the Kohen Gadol wears his four begadim on Yom Kippur. What does he do afterwards? It says, there it says in Pasuk, v'nicham sham. And we darshan, you got to put it away like an easy. You got to bury it because you can't use it anymore. So you see, something is not since mitzvah. So still, even though you can't use it for a mitzvah anymore, still v'nicham sham. So these two cases, you find is me'ila. Mashmeh, everywhere else, there's no me'ila. So that's only go for the rabbanon who teaches v'nicham sham to mean that after a kohen gadol is finished with his begadim on Yom Kippur, what does he do? He buries them. But there's another man the Yama holds that the kohen head is allowed to use it all year round. Honichler, Rabbanon Darmi v'nicham sham alam etz tunu geniza. He learns from the pasuk v'nicham sham that it needs geniza. El Rabbi Daisa, the Amma big dekuna ruin him kohen headed. But according to Rabbi Daisa, holds the big dekuna are roy of a kohen headed and they could use it afterwards. Ma'ik lemeima, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? How are you going to say that it means that nasis mitzvasa is a raya, nasis mitzvasa is meila? It's not nasis mitzvasoi because a kohen head still can use it. Ma'ik lemeima. That's the way the posh pshat in the Gemara is. It happens to be Rashi is a little bit shver. Rashi says a different pshat. Ruining a kohen head means, he says, that there's no me'ila on it. There's no me'ila because the Torah Machi Asharis, and the kohen head still has to wear it, obviously no me'ila because he might wear a little extra. But the posh pshat in the Gemara, which was really the Siach Yitzchak as Kasha Rashi, is very simple because here, it's not nasa mitzvasa. A kohen head still can wear it. So now, we only have one place, Chumas Deshen, and now why don't we see from there that's possible to have something that's nasa mitzvasa and still has me'ila. So back Shver, how do you make the drasha of who? Maybe the drasha is just like Lefnei Kapara has me'ila after Kapara Shav me'ila. So the Gemara, Mishum Dehava, Chumas Deshen and Egla Arufa Sheik Shum Vakachad. There's Chumas Deshen and Egla Arufa that are both psukim that tell you that even nasa mitzvasa has me'ila, therefore you can't learn out from them. Chol Sheik Shum Vakachad, Eim Alamdin, anytime there's two psukim of something, it's Eim Alamdin. Everyone knows the Lamdis, but I'll just say it over again, that when there's two ksuvim, you don't learn out. Why not? Because Aviva, you can learn out, just let her tell you once this idea that Nasim Mitzvah has Me'ila, and everything else we learned out from there. Why do you have to say it twice? That they have to say it twice is mashma, that it's something specific here, and it's only by these two cases have this idea of Nasim Mitzvah has Me'ila. And therefore, you can't learn out, so that's how we know the drasha by who, that just like afterwards is no Me'ila, before is no Me'ila. This whole sugya is good. Lamandim and Malamdim. El Lamandim Malamdim Ayik Lameima. If you hold Malamdim, so why don't you learn out from Chumas Hadeshen and from Egla Arufa that you could have Me'ilah even after Nas Mitzvah. Sorry? Just, I didn't speak out what Egla Rufa is. Egla Rufa is a behemoth they bring. If someone gets killed in two cities, you don't know who killed him. So the closer city brings a carbon called Egla Rufa. What it is you bring a calf to that spot, and you cut off the spot with nothing growing, and you cut off the head of the behemoth. And it says over there in the Pasuk that Sham, it says there, and Sham Tia Gnezasa has to be buried right there where it is. Also, you see the Issa Hana, Issa Me'ilah. So Mike, why don't you learn? So if you don't mind, why don't you learn after Chumash and Dash and after Eglah Rufa that this is the idea of Me'ilah by Nasa Mitzvah? So, the Gemara answer is Trei Miyutei Ksivis, two Miyutim, V'Samoi, the Pasuk that says by Chumash and Dash, and it says V'Samoi Eitzam Hazbeach, it's like a Miyah. Dafka this Eitzam Hazbeach, Dafka this has Me'ilah, nothing else. And the Pasuk of Eglah Rufa says, sounds like only this and nothing else have a din of Me'ilah, even though Nasa Mitzvah. So Adkan, the Gemara that established that there's no Me'ilah Midrash by Adam, and the Gemara brought down three psukim for it. Either it means Lachem, or the Pasuk of Lachaper, or the Pasuk of Hu. So the Gemara's question is, "V'hani tlas kroy b'dam lovely? Why need three psukim by dam?" Now, really, Pashu learns machlokes, but I guess the question is, "Fira olam adiyam, what do you do with those psukim?" So the way this Vasemis learns, this kash is Fira Abyechin. Abyechin learns who teaches us there's no Me'ilah. What do you do with the other two psukim, lachem and lachaper? So the Gemara, "V'chad lamutei menoiser, v'chad lamutei me'ilah, v'chad lamutei metuma." That means one is miyut from Me'ilah, we know. The other one's a miyut from noiser. The halacha is that if something is left overnight, it becomes nicer. If it's kachim and you eat it, yichayev karos. He was saying that if you eat the dam, avad yichayev for isa, whatever, all the suri dam, but you eat the dam, so the halacha is you're not chayev of nicer. Let's say it's shaygi, you're not chayev of carbon for nicer. There's no nicer on dam. Let's say you learn from Pasuk Lachem. Lachem, shalachem, yeah, there's no nicer. There's no nicer. And v'chadam utem ilo, that's what we said, that's the who. V'chadam utem etumma. As another pasuk, l'chaper tells you there's no tumma. That means the same type of idea, that if you eat it when you're tamay, when a person eats kachim when he's tamay, he's chayav karas. But if he eats dam when he's tamay, he's not chayav karas because of tumma. Avon we pigle, but if the dam is pigle and you eat it, l'tzarachim v'tikro, you don't need a pasuk to remind it. The tzadam, because it says in the Mishnah, that the only time you have pigles, kosh yeshloi matirim, ben la oyodom, ben la mizbeah, chayav la mishum pigle. Only something has a matir, a chayav pigle. What does matir mean? The halacha is you can't eat basar from kachim unless you make a zrika, which is a matir, allows you to eat the basar, basar kachim. Same thing with zrika. You only can make zrika on mizbeah, not zrika. Same thing with a murim on mizbeah, the chilas mizbeah, a murim on mizbeah. It only could be makrivit only with the zrika, which is the matir. So it means, what has a matir? Achilas mizbeach and achilas adam have a matir. Those things have pigle. Dam doesn't have a pigle. Why? Because dam itself is the matir. So let's read inside. Kol yesh lo matir, mein adam mizbeach, hayom mishum pigle. But dam atzboi matir. But the dam itself is a matir, and therefore there's no pigle on dam. You don't need a miyat for that. It's pasha, there's no pigle, because the dam itself is a matir. Only things that are, something else is matir, them have a dim pigle, but not if the dam itself is a matir. And how do we know that? Because by shlomim, we learn that from shlomim. All din a pigle, we learn that from shlomim. And there, there's a matir for the mizbeach and for the adam, and therefore you learn that it has to be a matir. So akaponim, so at the end of the day, dam does not have any Me'ilah, Midraisa, has no Noisa, has no Tumah, and has no Pigle. Three of them are from Madrasha, and Pigle's from Isvara, that we know that the only time you have Pigle is Kosh Yashloi Matirim, and if the Dam itself is a Matir, there's no Pigle on that. Zok the Mishtavait. We're learning all the Avayis of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and we know the special order for it. We know the order basically is, there's a lot of different Avayis, but the order is that they do the Shechita of the Par, they do Hagrala on the Sa'ir, they do the Ketores, they do then the Par Bifnim, they do the Shechitas HaSa'ir, and they do that Bifnim, in the Kodesh, and they do both Proiches, both Uzov, and then the Shirayim. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Maisei Yom Kippurim, Omar HaSeder, all the Maisim of Yom Kippurim that are on HaSeder, Im Hikde Maisei L'Chaver Lo Yosuklum. If you did it out of order, it's disqualified. For example, Hikdim dam hasa'ir l'dam hapar. You did a dam hasa'ir before the dam hapar. Let's say in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Heichel, we'll see in the Gemara which one is going on, which one is referring to. Let's say on the Heichel, you did the, you spritzed the sawyer, the goat's blood before the power, before the bull. The halacha is Yachzor Yasmin Dama Sara. It disqualifies the Sara. Sara is no good because you did it before the power. You have to do the Sara again. La'acha Dama Par. What's the halacha? Im Acheloi Gomar Sabatonish Shirefnim Nishbech Adam. Let's say you didn't finish doing the zrikas on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and one of the dams spilled. Yavi dam acha v'yachzav etchila. You should bring new dam and start again from the beginning. Because when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't, whatever, you didn't finish that set of hazars, it doesn't count, you start again from the beginning. We'll see, there's a chlekes in the Gemara about this, but that's on tomorrow's daf. V'chein v'heichel, the same halacha is in the heichel. If you spill the middle, you start again from the heichel. V'chein v'zbe'achazov, you start again from v'zbe'achazov. Shekulam kapara v'nei atzman. We'll see, in the Mishnah itself, it's not like this. Shekulam kapara v'nei atzman. They're all a kapara v'nei atzman, which means each set of hazayis are a kapara v'nei atzman. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is a kapara v'nei atzman, the Heichel is a kapara v'nei atzman, and so for example, if in the middle of the 1 and 7 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim it spills out, you go back, you go get a new par, and you start again from 1 and 7. But if it spills out after the 1 and 7 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before the Heichel, what do? You bring new dam, you don't start again the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you start with the Heichel. And same thing with the Mizbeach HaZav. There are three separate categories, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Pareches, and the Mizbeach HaZav. That's according to the Tarakam. So we said it later on, it's a mission right here. What?
Where do you get the new blood from?
You check another power. Another power, no sorry. You have to do new gyral, and you have to, you bring new power, you do new gyral. If it's a sorry, you have to bring new gyral. To know which sorry is Lazazel or sorry Lasham. We'll see. You can end up with three Kavanas Lazazel. That's a Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph on Beis. The Gemara says, on Daf, yeah, the Gemara says, the Kama Seer Mishalech. You land up with a few Azazels, yeah. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon Aimer, Mokrem Shepasak Mishal Maschel. It's Machlaikis, he's going back in all three cases. In the Bryson and the Gemara, it's more clear on Daf Samach Aleph, he's going in all three cases. But he tells him, Mokrem Shepasak Mishal Maschel. That means if in the middle of Kodesh Kodashim spills, you start again from the third Zrika of Kodesh Kodashim. Or in Parechis, you start from the third Zrika of Parechis. Whenever it spills, you start where you stopped. That's where you continue, and you continue where you stop. Mokrem Shepasak Maschel. That's the Lezer of Shimon's halacha. We learned the Mishnah that all the Maisei and Kippurim that's set al Seder has exact Seder and it's Ma'akev. So which Avodis is this? Let's see the Gemara. Tana Ravana, Kol Maisei and Kippurim Omer al Seder, all the Maisei and Kippurim that's on a Seder, Hikta Maisei L'chaveir L'yosa Klum. If you mak them one in front of the other one, L'yosa Klum. Omer Rav Yehuda, Emesai B'dvarim Hanasim B'vigdei Lavam B'fnim. Avod Dvarim Hanasim B'vigdei Lavam L'chutz. So he says this whole halacha that if you do it loyal seder, it's loyos leklum. It's dafka the dvarim hanasim v'gdei lavam b'fnim. Not only is the stuff that especially Yom Kippur don't be lavam, only stuff that's done in Kodesh Kodashim. Only Kodesh Kodashim. Avadvarim hanasim v'gdei lavam b'chutz. Imhikta ma'is chaveroi ma'asha osu osu. For example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if in the heichal you did the sa'ir before the dam hapar in the heichel, in the pareches, it's good. Only in the Kodesh Kodashim, if you did it out of order, is it a problem. But, or if you did something before the mice in the Kodesh Kodashim. But if you did it, but for example, like Rashi gives the example, that let's say the vidu yishvich shrayim agro, all these things that big the love of mechutz, those things are all not and mataros apareches and ve'achazov. All these things are not ma'akiv. The only thing that's basically ma'akiv is things that are because of kedushim. Rashi adds on from the Gemara later on that shchita and chafina are also things that are considered kodesh kedushim things. Why? The shchita zepar is the prerequisite to get into the kodesh kedushim. So that's called tsarich plim kepim lalim. Same thing, chafina. Chafina is picking up the keteres in your hand. That also will be considered big day love and mebefnim. So there, the seder will be ma'akiv, just like anything in Kodesh ma'akiv. The chafina and the shechita also are considered things that are on the level of Kodesh Kodashim, since they are tzarech pnim. So basically, like the things that are tzarech pnim or pnim are the shechita of the par or the kabbalah of the par, same thing, and the chafina of the keteres. And inside the Kodesh Kodashim, the Maisei Ketores, the Maisei the Par, and the Maisei the Sayer, in the Kodesh Kodashim of the Zohar's Par, Zohar's Dam, all those things are considered prim, and there the seder is ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. But anything else is not ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemya, let's read in Sarah Yehuda, maybe Sabbath, Bar Ma'as, Big Lom, and Prim. I'm not asking for the Lord's, and Hikta Ma'as, very much also asking for the Lord's. Rabbi Nechemya, August. Rabbi Nechemya, remember, as one woman, Bar Ma'as, Big Day Lom, and Bar Ma'as, Big Day Lom, the only thing that is ma'akev is stuff, is avodas that are done with the Big Day Lom that are special for Yom Kippur. Say if it's inside, because Yashim say it's outside. But the avodas that are done, or Big Day Zav, Masha also asks, that can be done out of order. What's the example of that?
Everything
Big Day Zav is b'chutz. Right, everything Big Day Zav is b'chutz. Yeah, but he holds b'chutz is a problem, it's Big Day Zav. You're saying, but Big Day Zav b'chutz, yeah. Right. It says Eloi ve'Elo Am. That's example. Those are Eilos. Eloi ve'Elo Am that you makdim. Let's say you did it. Hitzos kafel machta. Before that, it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv to passel it. If before, because the seder at Dvarim are that after all these parasara kteris that you do in the heichal and the kodesh kedoshim, you take it off. You put on. You do the Eloi ve'Elo Am. Then you put back on b'gdil avon and you go get the kafel machta. Let's say the kafel machta in the kodesh kedoshim to bring it out. Let's say you did the kafel machta for the Eloi ve'Elo Am. So you skipped the Eloi ve'Elo Am, you skipped the ram that you're doing for Eloi. The halacha is still kosher, because that is something done by Big Day Zav, mi bachotz. That's Rabbi Nechemya's shita. So the Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda, if it's dafka, the avodah is done all the way in Kodesh Kedoshim, or any avodah done with Big Day Lavan, is it ma'akev the seder?